This is 90.9 WBUR. I'm Bob Oakes. BIO, the BIO International Convention, the largest biotech convention in the world, wraps up tomorrow here in Boston. Since it opened on Monday, BIO has attracted some 15,000 people and more than $25 million in spending in Boston. But this could be the last time Boston gets to host the event. The convention's organizer, the Biotechnology Industry Organization, says the convention space in Boston is too small and needs to expand for BIO. Massachusetts Convention Center Authority Director Jim Rooney says he unfortunately agrees. Mr. Rooney joins us now. Good morning, Jim, and thanks for speaking to Morning Edition.
Thank you, Bob, and good morning to you.
Jim, in a statement, the organizers of BIO tell WBUR that the conference occupied a sold-out exhibit hall this year, which means no room for growth in the future. Does the convention center need to get bigger in order for BIO and other major events to come here?
Well, for BIO to return and others, the convention center does need to get bigger. It's a very large building with 516,000 square feet, but that only ranks at about 25th largest in North America. So as big as we think it is, it's relatively small among the major competitors in this industry.
Relatively small, and yet we're at capacity.
Well, we're at capacity with shows like BIO. BIO this year will use the BCEC, as we call it, the Heinz. It used the World Trade Center for some events, and it will use the Westin Waterfront Hotel. So that's the reason why they're saying after this year they can't come back to Boston unless we expand the building.
BIO is a rotating convention, meaning that it usually goes from place to place year after year. When was Boston supposed to get it back, and do you think it will come back?
We have a contract for it to return in 2018. But the BIO contract has a so-called walkaway clause that allows them to make a decision to not host it in Boston if we don't expand the building. The legislature will consider the expansion over the next year. And we think that between BIO and the PAX digital gaming event we had this year and some other large events that we've showcased Boston, that the legislature will act.
How much bigger does the convention space in Boston need to get in order to get these shows back, but also some of the even bigger ones?
We're looking at an expansion that would add about another 300,000 square feet of exhibit space, as well as additional meeting rooms and multi-purpose or ballroom space. But beyond that, what we need down in the South Boston waterfront desperately is additional hotel capacity.
And what do you mean by that? How many more hotels or how many more hotel rooms do we need?
Well, right now, within walking distance of the convention center, Boston has 1,700 hotel rooms. That compares to an average of 8,000 rooms within walking distance of cities that we compete with, like San Diego and Washington, D.C., and other cities. That's a competitive disadvantage that's difficult to overcome. And not only does it create attendee inconvenience, but it's a major expense for the event to bus people all over the city. BIO will spend in excess of $1 million just busing people to and from their hotel rooms this year.
Which I think raises the question, even if the convention space expands, will we get these big conventions if we don't have the hotel space too?
We should prioritize hotel development in the South Boston waterfront because, as your question implies, if we build a larger convention center without the hotels, the answer to the question is no. Hotels and convention centers work hand in hand, and we will need the hotel capacity for the convention center to work.
You know, we've all heard this over the years. The Convention Center Authority seems to always want to expand every few years, and yet the many critics say, why? We don't necessarily need bigger conventions in Boston, and the Convention Center Authority, all it is a job creator for people who work within the authority. I know you've heard those complaints in the past. Well, how do you respond to them now?
In and of themselves, the convention business is very big business. Billions of dollars are spent going to conventions, holding meetings like BIO and PAX, the digital game show, each year. And Boston is a very attractive destination. We've proven that with the BCEC opening. Just for example, Boston is a top 10 ranked convention city in terms of market share. That's not a qualitative assessment. That's how much business we do. Yet, we're not the 10th largest city in the country, and as I said earlier, we only have the 25th largest convention center. So some would say we're hitting above our weight already, but at the same time, we're turning business away, and we have documentation that supports that. And the final point I'd make is that, you know, we view ourselves in very much a supporting role. While all that economic activity in hotels and restaurants and so forth that come with these conventions is good, we view ourselves in a supporting role as it relates to the growth of the Massachusetts economy. And Bio's a great example of that. All of the activity, the business activity, the commerce, the deals between countries that are taking place in Boston this week, the knowledge and information exchange that could lead to discoveries. We enable all of that by bringing all these people together, and it's happening right where it should in Boston.
Jim Rooney, Executive Director of the Massachusetts Convention Center Authority, thanks very much for speaking to Morning Edition.
Thanks, Bob.